It's Monday, December 27th. We hope you had an amazing break. Today, we're going to do something a little different. We're going to go back to the beginning and let you all know how Automotive State of the Union got started.
Everywhere I go, the people really want to know who I is and who I be. They stop and stare when they see me. If instead of once, no need to repeat. Run up on me, watch it fall to your knee.
Post-holiday bounce.
Post-holiday. It's a little bit bouncier.
There's no fade out on the post-holiday bounce. Meant to do that. 100% meant to do that. We're a little rusty. Had a little bit too many cinnamon buns, right? Maybe feel a little bit heavier. We thought it'd be fun today to give you a little clip that didn't work out right.
It didn't work out right. You know, sometimes there's technical difficulties when you're running at a million miles an hour and you're executing a live stream in less than 4 weeks that has a band and pre-roll and mid-roll and all that type of stuff. But I'm really excited to share this with everyone and kind of put out what the history lesson that you kind of gave on Automotive State of the Union, where it came from, where it's headed, and what it was last week that we did and what we're excited about. So, you know, without too much further ado and too much pomp and circumstance, we just wanted to share with you the audio of what it might have sounded like had you been listening to this live on the live stream and Paul kind of walking us through his heart and passion for Automotive State of the Union.
Here it is. So it was March 31st, 2020 in Syracuse, New York. It was a Tuesday, but you would have thought it was like 4 a.m. on a Sunday morning because there was no traffic. And a few of my most trusted team members and I, we were in an empty building in an empty industrial park just outside the city limits. And I wasn't even sure if we were actually breaking the rules by being there. It was empty, it was eerie, but in my mind, it was essential. We were making trouble. Because only a week or so earlier, I was staring at myself in the bathroom mirror. I was brushing my teeth up too late again, and my mind was absorbed in the fog of life. Because it was 2 weeks to slow the spread. Remember that? I don't know if anyone who said that actually believed it, but there was an industry and a country, and we all felt seemingly paralyzed by the unknown. But what I did know is every time I was on a Zoom call with dealers from across the country, the energy at the end of the call was a lot better than the energy at the beginning of the call. And I wanted to scale that. So I stared at the mirror, brushing my teeth, and I wondered how I could do that. And then in that foggy moment came the clarity. A live stream. And what would it be called? It had to be something official, something that would awaken confidence and composure. And in that moment, the Automotive State of the Union was born, and I finished brushing my teeth, and I had trouble falling asleep. Trouble. And the next morning it started. I had a quick breakfast. I launched into the basement where my office was. I started making a list on my whiteboard of all the people that I could invite. And I didn't know most of them, actually, but I started with the people I knew. So Dale Pollack and David Long and Claude Silver and on and on. And then I started another column of the people that I didn't know, but I knew the industry needed to see and hear from. So like people like Rhett Reichert and Brian Benstock and Jason Stein, the publisher of Automotive News at the time. And then next, I started making lists of the industry partners who had the access and the insights that we could really siphon and learn from, because this was going to take everyone. And so I messaged my team. I was like, we're doing a live stream. And they were like, when? And I was like, this week, right? We never did a live stream before. No factor. And so from there, I launched into a frenzy of text messages to all the people on my whiteboard that I knew, right? I asked if they would be a guest. I asked if they would introduce me to the people that they knew that I didn't know. And really, it was received with enthusiasm. And before you know it, that community started exploding. And before I knew it, I was in direct contact with the NADA press office. And for a few days, I felt like a stockbroker, you know, barking orders and, you know, reading screens and just really frenzied. But it was great. And in the off moments when that wasn't happening, I sat and I wrote. I had to work on the messaging that would rally an industry, because I believe there is power in words, and even more so if it's just a few words. So after distilling the message from 2 pages to 1 page to 1 paragraph to 1 sentence, there it was, staring back at me. When dealers band together, no crisis can win. This is the truth that has been battle-tested time and time again over the last 100 years. And this time, I believed it would be no different. And then you fast forward a few days, and we were back in that empty office building. My office was set up like a live stream, studio. We had, you know, computers and cameras and lights and cables everywhere. And LinkedIn Live at the time was very, very new, and it was very, very glitchy, but it did not matter because thousands of people were on the stream. And that 4-hour session went by like 15 minutes, and I never got out of this seat one time. My wife started the program with the national anthem. Rhett Ricart came in like a general and gave us resolve. We saw Jason Stein and Jim Fitzpatrick on the screen together, probably the first and last time, right? But it was a show of solidarity. And I'll never forget the most sobering moment when Brian Benstock said, "Paul, I have COVID-19. And that was a time, if you remember back then, we didn't know much about it. It was very sobering. But it was dealers banding together. It was truly an amazing thing to witness. And little did we know how our lives would be further complicated in the coming months, right? The majority of the pandemic was still ahead of us. You know, cities overrun by chaos, an election, the great pause, the great restart, shortages, inflation. And so much has happened that at this point, I can't even remember who I knew before the pandemic and who I've met since. But the truth is, most of my closest friendships in the industry have been forged by the fire of growth over these last 18 months. The battle has made us family, and I'm so glad you're going to get to hear from so many of them today. But we aren't on the defense any longer, right? We're on the offense. We know that the future is brighter than the past for the people who are willing to understand and pursue that it's changed. Pursue it with passion and humility and resolve. I believe actually that the center of the industry has moved. And my friend Darren Doan, who you'll hear from today, he pointed out that the Automotive State of the Union has actually assumed the new center. You know, I think he's right. And I understand that's a big statement, but the more I thought about it, the more I believe it to be the truth. And not because I'm anything special, and not because, you know, Asoto is fresh, right? Because it's cool and we have good design. But it's because of you, the community that suits up and shows up every day to push back against all the forces that would extinguish the beauty and the purpose of retail automotive. So today, we celebrate you, right? We celebrate us. We celebrate the fact that we're in this together, that we're paying attention, and that the opportunity ahead of us is so much more than what it was behind us. Today, we're banding together. So that's kind of the story. Try to be a little thoughtful and write it out in a way where it made sense and brought people through. And boy, are we in a different place than we were from that first day I was talking about. I mean,
yeah, it's a far cry. You know, it was interesting. We had kind of a conversation last week. It was like back to roots, right? Where initially like Rhett Ricart starts the very first live stream and then we went to Paul Walzer, similar type feel, but there was a whole nother level of production that was executed. But the roots was just, you know, really bringing people together, banding dealers, banding the automotive industry together on a live stream to say, hey, this is what's happened, this is what is happening, and this is what's going to happen as we see it, and really pulling everyone to the same place.
Yeah, I think most importantly, this is how we can walk together.
Yeah. Right?
This is how we can walk together. I was just thinking about how different December in 2021 looks than January did in 2021. And then you take it even further back to realize like the very beginning of Automotive State of the Union was March 2020, right? That's a different life.
Wow.
But it's just, I mean, it seems so fresh.
Who said it on the live stream that basically the last 18, 19 months, no one has any concept of time in the last 2 years. It all just kind of either runs together or feels like 50 years.
Yeah. Right? It's like, here's where we got started. And then it's like shaking up a can of marbles for 18 months. Right. And this is where we are now. That's kind of, my kids are bigger, right? I probably have more gray hair, right, in my beard. And so, we just wanted to share that with you today to bring it back to the beginning, because in 2022 is really going to be a monumental year for the industry. I think it's going to be a monumental year for Automotive State of the Union. And it's good to remember and calibrate why you started, and to realize like why you started is still why you keep going, which is the truth. So whatever you're doing today, if you have an extra day off, if you're taking some time, you're back in the store, you're swinging it, closing out this week strong, Hopefully you remember, when dealers band together, no crisis can win. It is up to you and me and all of us listening and all of us paying attention to push back.
Everywhere I go, the people really want to know who I is and who I be. They stop and stare when they see me. If it's said it once, no need to repeat. Run up on me, watch you fall to your knees. Tip my hat when it's time for the kill. Ain't no beast when you really real.